With more than 1.5 million users and 10,000 customers worldwide, Cloudinary has quickly become the leading image and video platform for developers and marketers alike to manage images, videos, and other media assets and deliver an optimal end-user experience. For more information, visit cloudinary.com.
Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I'm pleased to be joined on this episode by Sabrina Callahan, who is the vice president of e-commerce at Sam's Club. We're here at Etail West in Palm Springs, and Sabrina and her colleague just got off the stage and talking a little bit about the member engagement experience for Sam's Club. And we're going to talk to Sabrina about that. So thanks for taking the time to join me, Sabrina.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So I noted your title, Vice President of E-Commerce, and we talked a lot, on stage just recently about the member engagement experience. I'd love for you to kind of give our a little bit of context for the audience about your role at Sam's Club and kind of your day-to-day operations.
Yeah, absolutely. So VP E-Commerce, but internally, it's really digital member engagement and experience. And so what that basically encompasses is my team owns the overall traffic strategy for our digital platforms. And on top of that, once the traffic comes in, whether it's coming through desktop, mobile web, or the app, we then own the engagement strategy to get them excited about what we offer across the entire membership value proposition. So whether it's great items, great assortment, awesome membership benefits, whatever it is, it's our job to get that message up and center for them and then ultimately move them down that purchase funnel.
So you talked a lot on stage about kind of the experience that your members get at Sam's Club. So that means that you and your team, you know, work on what you just described, but also you're working in parallel and tandem with some others across the organization. Talk a little bit about how that collaboration takes place for you at Sam's Club.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive undertaking. Like, it takes a lot of collaboration across the entire company. So if I think about just kind of stepping back and we think about how we partner with every piece of the organization, it starts with merchandising and membership. Are they giving us really great items, great assortment, great quality? And are they also giving us great membership benefits, right? Things like Sam's Cash and or cash back, all of the different things that we want to talk about. We have to have something to talk about, right? So it starts there. And then as you think about purchasing, right, or you have to get marketing to bring them, help us bring them in. Then you have to be able to use product engineering, the tech teams to be able to develop a really good experience. And then it goes down into club operations and supply chain to be able to get the items to the member, and then all the way back again. So it literally touches every piece of the company that we have to work with to be able to deliver the strategy.
So I want to follow up a little bit about the club operation. So particularly kind of connecting that online experience, which you and your team are really driving the traffic and creating that marketing funnel, and then what your members are then experiencing once they're in one of the clubs. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So when they're in the club, if I think about the role of Omni and what we're seeing with our members, most of our traffic is coming through mobile. So almost 80% of our traffic is coming through mobile web and app, and 50% of that's coming through app. And what we know is that our members are heavily using the app when they are in the club because of Scan-A-Go. Yep. So for listeners, if they're not familiar with Scan-A-Go, we have the ability for a member to have our Sam's Club app, go through the Sam's Club and scan the barcodes of the items and then check out in their app, and they can skip the entire checkout line process. So it's really, really simple. But where we see the biggest opportunity is, okay, that's great, but they're only coming into the club every 3 to 4 weeks, right? So how do we think about the ability to bring them online when they're not in the club? And that's where we consistently are focused.
Yeah, it's interesting because you think, you know, those bulk shopping trips. So they're not coming in every week. It's not like grocery where you're there. So kind of keeping that conversation going with them digitally in those 3 to 4 weeks when they're not stepping foot into a physical club.
Exactly.
You talked a lot about convenience, and that Scan-A-Go is a great example of that. So tell us a little bit about why building convenience into that online shopping experience you know, including offline, has been so critical of a mission for Sam's Club.
Yeah. So we do a lot of member research. We pride ourselves on being really member obsessed, because at the end of the day, even if they come in and sign up to be a part of the club, we need them to renew, right? So we're very focused on what is it that adds value to their lives so that we can meet the member where they are and what they need. And they tell us that they are busy and that they value convenience and their time. And so when we think about, okay, great, then how do we meet the member and drive convenience and value for them in that way? That's why we focus so heavily on it. So we use that member feedback consistently to say, this would be make it easier for them. Let's lean in.
Yeah, that feedback actually perfect segue into what I wanted to talk a little bit about. Talk about an example, if you have one, of a convenient service that you've rolled out to your members, and then how that feedback is, you know, whether that was either kind of the driving force between before launching that new service functionality tool, yeah, whatever it may be, and then or maybe you've gotten feedback from something that already existed for them, and then you've tweaked it to make their lives easier, their shopping experiences better.
Yep. I actually was just talking about this on stage, right? They yep. love Scan and Go. It's over a 90 NPS, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Everyone advocates and talks about it, which we love. But being member obsessed and focused on convenience, we started digging in, like, could it be even better? And what our members were saying was, it's really great because we can skip the checkout lines, but then we get stuck in the exit line, right? And if you've been to a Sam's Club when we're really busy on a weekend or an afternoon, it's then you're standing in line at that exit. And so we were like, okay, another pain point that adds friction. How do we drive convenience and value? Because their time is important. They already downloaded the app, they use Scan and Go, they want to get out of the club. So we rolled out, we're piloting currently against 10 clubs, something called Frictionless Exit. And it's AI, it's first of its kind, application of artificial intelligence with computer vision technology to be able to look at your cart and scan it and then let you go. So you can just literally walk right underneath it and walk out of the club if you've used Scan and Go. Which, again, one
payment
more,
data's already stored.
So now you think you're saving 1-2 minutes of their time after they just did the Scan and Go experience. And we just added so much value to their experience that makes them want to come back again.
Yep, 10 pilot stores for that.
Yep.
Potential rollout.
Yep, 10 pilot clubs. Yeah, and it's doing really well. Our members are loving it, right? So then using that feedback again to say, is it working, first of all, for the business?
Yep.
But also, is it working for the member? Did it answer their pain point? And if it is, let's go.
So one of the benefits of kind of the member setup that exists at Sam Club is that valuable customer data that you're then able mm-hmm. to collect about mm-hmm. your members. And then that helps in your role as you think about, you know, engaging them digitally as well. Tell us a little bit about how you use that member data to then improve their digital shopping experiences with Sam's Club.
That's a good question. We have so much data, and it's a good thing, right? Every time they shop with us, their membership ID is attached to that behavior, right? So whether it's how often they're coming in, what items they typically purchase, what platforms they're coming in on, i.e. are they in the app? Are they coming through mobile web? Are they on desktop? How much time are they spending? Are they going in the club and shopping on the platforms? Like, are they an omni shopper? And how do we build experiences that cater to their behavior and their preferences? So if you were to open up the Sam's Club app today and go to our homepage, we've continued to refine the modules and the personalization and experiences we have even there with frequently ordered items and inspired by recent reviews. We're using your data that's tied to you and your behavior across the site to then put relevant things in front of you and make it easier for you. So there's a lot of work there that we still have to do, a lot of opportunity, but again, using that member feedback to say, okay, how do we prioritize and where's the most value if we knock these things out?
And can they obviously that's merchandising them to them what's relevant and mm-hmm. what potentially is they bought before, what might be a great fit.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any kind of feedback and control of that messaging and kind of opting in, or is that, how does that work in terms of the kind of the opt-in channels like email and some of the other communications, text messaging potentially,
mm-hmm.
But just in terms of what's being served up to them to the app through the app as well.
Through the app, it's just personalized modules that recognize, it's not like a one-to-one at this point. So it might put you in a body of people who have been there a specific amount of time, and we can then serve it up to you as relevant. And it's supposed to be around convenience. So it doesn't require an opt-in because it's not like removing your choices, right? It's just making it easier for you to see. To get the right things in front of you.
Yeah.
And if you'll look, like, it'll have if you ever do the frequently ordered items, it's just using your cart behavior, but you don't have to use that piece. You could scroll right by and go do anything you want. So it's not necessarily forcing you down a path and or forcing you into a message. It's giving you the option to make it easier for you.
Yeah, and to that, to your point, it's building that convenience in too. So exactly. If I know that every time this member comes into the club, they're getting, I don't know, paper towel, whatever the case may be, toilet paper, like, you know, that's already in your cart, put it in their cart, and they're ready to go. So as I noted when we first started the episode, Sabrina, we're here at eTail. So when we come to events like this, there's always a lot of talk about what's kind of the latest trends, buzz that you're hearing. I'd love to get your take on, you know, maybe can two perspectives. One, what you're most excited about in terms of potential coming from Sam's Club, and then also just maybe more of a broader holistic industry view of what is the technology or a trend that you're really excited about and hearing a lot about.
Yeah, I would say the two are merging, but there's one that I'm most interested in just given my space. So the three that are top of mind are AI, which is everyone, right? But as you heard from my example, I think there's different ways to use it that can drive different conveniences. So it doesn't have to just be the typical, you know, Gen AI. You can use AI, whether it's the frictionless exit, like there's multiple ways you can use that to drive convenience for your members. You know,
merchandising, very supply chain, customer service,
marketing with marketing. Search. Like there's so much you can do with it. The search experience on site. There's so much you can do with it. I think if we figure out what's going to be the most valuable for our members and continue to refine that, that's where I'm excited. The other one's personalization. So everyone's always talking about personalization. I think we want to be able to get down to the one-to-one engagement, right? And figure out what is it that's important to them to make it even easier and cater those experiences and make unique experiences for the members, given we have so much information about them, we can do that. The one I'm most excited about though, given my example that I provided, is the O2O, so offline to online, right? And thinking about that connect, we have so many members that come through our clubs, and we have this massive opportunity to get them digitally engaged, because we've seen with our data, if we can get them shopping across all channels, they spend three times more, and they renew at a higher rate, and they upgrade more often. So there's a massive benefit to the overall long-term of the business, but also it's more valuable to the member to be able to have all of those options and meet them in whatever situation they're in that's easy for them to be able to get their basket filled. So we've got to unlock that. Yeah. That's, to me, the biggest opportunity.
Yeah, and certainly have laying the groundwork and the foundation for making that happen. You've talked about that here at eTail. So I want to thank Sabrina Callahan, again, who is the Vice President of E-Commerce at Sam's Club, for joining me on this episode of Total Retail Talks.
Thank you for having me, Sabrina. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.
Cloudinary is the image and video technology platform that enables the world's most engaging brands to deliver transformative visual experiences at global scale. For more information, visit cloudinary.com.